I have seen the Lord. John 20, verse 18.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Love's Great Surprise, was written and read by James Banks.
John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Love's Great Surprise. In the classic sports fantasy film Field of Dreams, the character Ray Kinsella encounters his late father as an athletic younger man. Upon seeing him for the first time, Ray comments to his wife Annie, "I only saw him years later when he was worn down by life. Look at him! What do I say to him?" The scene raises a question. What would it be like to see someone we have loved, but now has died, vital and strong again? Mary Magdalene had that experience when she first met Jesus after he rose from the dead in John chapter 20. Mary was weeping beside the empty tomb when she turned and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. Why didn't she recognize him? Perhaps because of the tears in her eyes or because it was still dark. More likely, it was because when she last saw him, he'd been bloodied and beaten and tortured to death. She never expected to see him alive again. He was so alive that it took time for the magnificent truth to sink in. Yet there Jesus stood, raised imperishable. And the moment he called her by name, Mary recognized him not only as her faithful friend and teacher, but also as the risen Lord of life. God always has ways of astounding us with his wonders. His conquering death for us is the greatest surprise of all. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we praise you for raising Jesus from the dead. Please help us to live in the life you give today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. How has God surprised you? How can you share his kindness to you with someone today?